The North Florida Sports Network.
Alright. What's going on? Welcome back to the North Florida Sports Network. We're coming at you right after. We just saw a great college basketball game. UNC with the 75-68 win over the Noles. I'm a little upset about it, though.
Little?
I'm a lot upset about it because of what the ramifications of that game mean on the season and
right,
it's entirety. And then you start thinking about, oh, if this team is full strength in the whole season, it wouldn't feel as bad as it does now because they would have won some of the games earlier in the season if they would have not had the NCAA screw them over and some health.
Yeah, shit injury luck.
And then bad freaking calls by the refs, man.
All right.
And then you miss free throws, too. I mean, like,
what few free throws you have?
Yeah, which for you only had 11 on the night.
Right.
Only had 11 free throws.
It's an improvement from, you know, when we played in Chapel Hill.
Right, but you're...
Because you had 8, then it was 31-8. Tonight it was 24-11. Let's add that up.
Add it up.
It's 55-19.
So 55-19 in 2 games.
Free throw disparity.
Are you telling me that's all based on discrepancy of ball play and who's a better team? Or is that based on...
I just want... What? Eight fouls in the first 6 minutes of the second half against Florida State. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we're gonna be led to believe that Florida State's going in with a 6-point lead and they're going to come out in the second half and somehow play
5-point lead,
whatever. That's all right. Yeah, they're playing with a lead, you know, multiple 2-possession lead. And they're going to come out in the second half and play this super aggressive defense to the point of where they're fouling.
Shot around the same. Yeah. It's the
bullshit.
Game was in the margins, but 24-58 from the field for UNC, 27-62 for
the difference
State,
was at the free throw.
Three pointers, 8-21 for UNC, 9-20 for Florida State. So they shot, they made the threes they had to do. And then here's the one, though. This is it. Free throws.
Right, they missed their free
throws. 19-24.
Right.
Good shot. Good on North Carolina for making them. Good on them.
Well, you make them, but you also...
Against 5-11.
Right.
When you 11,
shoot twice
and
as many.
And they didn't make them, and everyone's going to say, make your free throws.
Well, hey.
You missed a couple of one-ins, but... You need more opportunities as well.
Let's get down to it, man. They missed 6 free throws. How many did North Carolina miss? They missed 5 free throws. The difference is they had 24 opportunities compared to 11.
Right. And some of those were one-on-ones off the front end.
8 fouls in the first 6 minutes.
8 fouls in the first 6 minutes.
That is bullshit.
Deliberate kind of sway there.
Right. That's overkill. That's Hubert Davis bitching at you at halftime and you coming out there and making it a point like, hey, we're going to change the entire way that we've reffed the first half. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you know ahead of time. We're going to just start calling fouls on you and you'll get the picture. That's bullshit.
It was.
Like, call the game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, call it one way.
Yeah.
Both halves. Just call the game.
If you look at each individual play... It's not.
North Carolina is really good. They're a really good team. RJ Davis is ridiculous. He is. They had no business getting twice as many free throw attempts tonight. Like whatever. You got to make your free throws. Florida State, you had to go 11-11 to even have a shot. If you're going to get
Well, they held the guy that's been there, Baycott.
Yeah.
5-4. They made RJ Davis beat him, but the refs did not cooperate.
I mean, you know, Florida.
But it comes down to that.
UNC shoots better. That's it. That's what's been the story with Florida State the entire Ham era is, you know, teams are usually going to shoot a little bit better.
Well, you knew the rebounding discrepancy was going to be there.
Right.
And it was 44-36, though. That's not as big as you would think. Florida State came to play. The effort was there.
The effort was there. The fact is, though, is when you have a 2-1 free throw discrepancy.
Right. If you look at all the stats.
You have to make all your free throws.
If you look at all the stats, it was right down the middle. If anything, Florida State, you could argue they brought a little more effort if you looked at it just from a statistician's type perspective.
Yeah.
You know, but the difference of the game was the free throw discrepancy.
Without question. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, when one team can miss as many free throws as you miss, you know, like, again, UNC missed 5, Florida State missed 6.
The difference
is
14.
Yeah.
They had 19 made free throws to 5. Now you miss 6 of them. You miss 6.
Right. Even if you
make 6, you still lose.
That's what I'm saying. You make all your free throws, they're still hitting
right. So
8 more than you.
There's a discrepancy right there, and I think if you're an FSU basketball fan,
it's bullshit.
Hopefully
we've been in
the
ACC long enough.
Everyone knows the deal here.
Yeah. You've been in the ACC long enough. Okay. When you play North Carolina, when you play Duke, when you play Wake Forest, it's bullshit. That's all you're going to get from the refs all game long. And it's fine.
I'd like to see a little more.
Right.
And I like, you know what?
At this point, Florida State has learned,
you know,
to,
what I'm like,
to play against
right.
that.
You know who I'm like, I'm really upset with, but I'm really like proud of too. And I'm happy for him. And I think he's doing a great job. Is Bobby Miller.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
No,
well,
he didn't.
It wasn't a bad game.
No, just, he didn't. He yeah. played well.
He did.
He played good team ball. Like, if you're looking at it from if you're looking at the game film, he's there for his teammates. He's there.
Yeah.
I just want him to be more aggressive offensively.
Right.
He has the rebounds. He's developed. He's developed strength-wise, but he's hesitant to take the shot.
Let me tell you what killed him is in the second half when he took that drive, pretty much effectively it was length of the court, and he took it to the basket, got fouled, and then missed both free throws. His confidence went. It just plummeted after that.
Yeah, well, that's where you got to go right back to him.
Yeah, I know.
No, he has got to step it up. He has got to be more of a scorer.
Again, we got to you got to preface this with UNC is really good.
Oh, my goodness. They're the class of what is left of the ACC.
Right, they're the ACC's only shot at getting a one seed in this
but
tournament.
But based on what I saw tonight, FSU deserved better.
Well,
from the result that
from the refs, but it's nothing that you don't expect,
right? And at the end of the day, you do need to make your free throws.
Yeah, you got to make them.
You're 5-11.
If you're gonna get a 2-1,
get the
differential. You can't miss.
1-1. You got to make them. So
yeah. That's another thing. You miss a couple 1-1s.
You had your chances, man.
That adds a couple free throws to the count, man.
But it was. I love the effort. It's a different team. If only they had full Primo Spears the whole season.
It does. It sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Probably that, you know, unless you went out,
which makes everything else a little harder to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, it makes this game harder to deal with. It makes it harder to deal with because of all the other bull crap that you had to deal with.
Yeah.
Leading to this point of the season.
And it's been back to back years.
You went into last year.
The
bull crap with Bobby Miller.
Yeah.
And this year, the absolute hogwash.
Well, they just ignored.
That's just his waiver. That's ridiculous. And there's got to be some more accountability on the NCAA to make a call, whether regardless of what that decision be. There has to be like, okay, make a decision. Somebody took a week off or it's in somebody's desk, the season is going on
right.
as it was agreed to by everybody in the season.
Right.
And now you're affecting the competition of everybody. It's just like,
at some point,
just agree with it.
The guy
should have been on the freaking team, man.
Yeah.
It's bullcrap.
What it will take is it will take a program, and it'll never be Florida State under Leonard Hamilton. But it's going to take a school
right.
in a situation like that playing a kid anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know what? Screw it. We didn't want to wait for you guys to drag your
I wish
feet.
They would have.
Yeah.
Hamilton would never do that.
No, he won't because he's not going to disrespect anybody
the
like
heck
that.
No, he's going to follow the rules.
And
the guy's got more class than I've ever seen, man. Yeah. I've never seen anybody get hosed by the officials more than Leonard Hamilton. And I wish if there was anything I could take from him is how does he handle it? I got to get a music factory, man. I got to do that gospel music.
This is as close to him getting a tee. You remember when he was up in Durham?
Yeah.
And he took his jacket off and threw it into the chair. That's all he did. He took his jacket off and just threw it in, you know, threw it back in the chair and got teed up. He didn't say anything to the officials.
Right.
He just showed a little bit of frustration and got teed up. This is as close to I've seen him getting angry with the officials.
Well, that's the difference of the game.
Yeah.
It was officiated.
Yeah.
Florida State.
And that's not
brought
taking
a little bit
anything
more.
Away
no,
it's from
not
North
taking
Carolina.
North Carolina. North Carolina is the class of the conference.
Yeah, they're definitely the best team.
They haven't lost a game all year in the conference. It's more the desperate nature of Florida State and what they wanted to accomplish in
this
game.
You win
this
game and you really have a shot at an outside shot at maybe making the tournament on your own merits.
Yeah, because you shortchanged them earlier in the year, which accounted for some embarrassing losses. Let's call it what it is. Some losses that it's hard to, when you're evaluating a team at the end of the year, it's hard to excuse them. So, but this was based on you not playing a guy that you didn't get to it in time in a key position.
Well, you didn't really look it over. Like,
hopefully,
I'm with that with you, man. Like, what changed in the amount of weeks?
There's nothing.
Nothing. What did they see? What did they review for?
So,
Primo?
If we're gonna start making decisions based on this, we got to have decision deadlines where you have to make a decision based on this date, right? Because we're just gonna hold this decision. We're going to hold it for one team longer than the other. Like, come on, man. Well, racket.
I get it. It's his third transfer. But the fact is his coach got fired. Why is it any different for him than it is for any other player on a team with a fired coach? Like, he wouldn't be coming to Florida State if his coach didn't get fired.
Why is he playing now if not sooner?
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Like, why not?
It's frustrating if you
agreed
you're not talking
it to
about
it now,
a guy that's only going
to
get like
on a team
maybe
that
five
just
or
lost
six
their
minutes
player
a game.
To their arch rival, and like the system is like it doesn't matter, play whoever, whatever, and you're going to like start nitpicking and dragging
ass, you saw it, man.
On decisions
game after game when the season started,
and like
Primo's just sitting there
just
on the bench
talking to Stan Jones, man,
can't do anything
Getting coached about what to do, but not there to help the team that he wants to play for. What are we doing?
Even one more game, one more win on the season could make a difference.
So when he gets back,
it's bullshit.
You got to call him.
The whole thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. I don't mean to use potty language, but like.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But you, like you said, you're still 6-3.
6-3. You're sitting at 12-8.
ACC, 12-8.
It's a bad record. You got bad losses.
I mean, I would say that if you had Primo, you'd be. I would say 14-6.
Yeah,
I think you win at least two more games.
You might still be 6-3.
You win the Georgia game.
You might still be
6-3 against Lipscomb.
Yeah. You might still be 6-3 in the ACC, but you're sitting at 14-6.
Right, you don't lose some of the games that you lost because you were shorthanded.
Right. So being
the lessons that you learn embarrassingly that show on your record because of I don't know why they didn't make that decision. I'd like to find out why it took so long and what's the time threshold to make these decisions by if someone's applying for a season like. Shouldn't there be a deadline to apply for that said, you know, waiver or whatever? There should be a deadline to decide on that said waiver. We shouldn't be able to be like, oh, yeah, halfway through the season. Actually, you can play.
To me, what it seems like is the NCAA kind of, and I'm just, dude, this is all speculation by me, but they're sitting there when Primo is trying to decide where he's going to transfer to, and they're, you know, they're keeping it. I don't understand it. Like, hey man, if you go hurry up and decide, like we can get you cleared.
Well,
I don't know, man.
They should go along, right? But when you're making a decision that bases,
I'm not sure what the NCAA actually does.
Right, like, the NCAA decides on who plays in the tournament at the end of the year.
Right, I know they fund things and they you know they're the organization and they determine who's
what
eligible.
You did during the season to but play a factor in that. Right,
when you right.
So why are there different stipulations for teams certain than the other? There should be a cutoff date. All right, all players that have to apply for whatever the
he's
allowed to play. He would have been allowed to play wherever he decided to choose to play. Okay, so get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the deadline of when this has to be decided upon?
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, like you got to let the kid know, like, hey, you got to pick a school before this date. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to make sure that you play every game.
But no.
No. It will sit you out.
And then hold you accountable for the results that happened when that said player was sat out in that game. When it comes to the end of the year, as a tournament team, you're going to be held accountable for the results that you played with.
Right.
But we didn't get an approval here, so we had to sit this guy out. That is a part of our team now, integral part of our team. Yeah. And you're going to use the results without him in the lineup against us.
Right. We couldn't clear that guy, but we're still going to use those losses that you didn't have that guy against
you.
So what I'm wondering about that whole thing is what takes so long
here?
Like, what was it exactly that kept
them? That's Florida State. Yeah. If that was Miami, if that was Florida, if that was anybody, I would say the same damn thing.
Yeah. What is it that you have?
What is the NCAA doing?
What do you have to clear up? Like, what is one transfer compared to another?
Right.
Like, what makes it so difficult a second
Well,
transfer?
Have a deadline.
Yeah.
Have a deadline where, his career is over or it's not. Don't let him just, like, now blame himself like you did again when... Oh, don't get me started, man. Don't get me started on just... I think that we're dealing with here is reality TV, man.
Nah, it's the NCAA. They're a defunct organization that at times tries to, you know, exhibit that they still have some kind of power or control over athletics, college athletics. They don't. You know, they'll keep a guy like Primo Spears from playing on a team like Florida State, who is a fringe NCAA tournament team.
I liked the effort by the team in whole. You had 12 points from Green Jr., 12 points from Watkins, 15 from Spears.
Yeah.
10 from Jackson.
They did enough to win, man. Everybody played well. I don't know what you do.
You'd like to get a little more from Worley offensively, and you'd like to get a little more from Baba Miller offensively.
Yeah,
honestly.
Right.
Your most two talented.
The biggest gripe with the team is, dude, hit your free throws.
Right. Yep.
And maybe you got something in the last possession.
The self-inflicted. You go back into it, no matter what they called, you hit some free throws.
If you just hit your
you
free throws, it's coming down to the last couple
of
possessions.
That's for coaches to say. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to tell you what I saw and what was fair and what was deserved.
It was a 24-11 free throw disparity.
Right. It wasn't called both ways.
Even if they hit those front end.
It wasn't called both ways. There was calls against that weren't called, that were called on UNC guards, that they could have easily called against that Primo or Worley. and made drives to the bucket where they were fouled, but they did not make those calls the same way that they did on the other end.
Right.
So, well, that's the discrepancy I'm talking about.
When you call 8 fouls in 6 minutes in the first 6 minutes of a half, you're trying to dictate the way that the, like that. No, no. 8 fouls against one team. One team. That's it.
I know.
They weren't blowing it at both sides of the floor. It wasn't like, oh man, in the first 5 minutes of the game, you had 20 free throw attempts between the two teams. No. 8 fouls against one team
right.
in the first 6 minutes of the second half. That is trying. Yeah. That's taking the defense out of it. It is what it is, man.
I know, man. We'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Sorry I had to hit on you.
No, I just
I had to bring T-Fletch out of here, man.
It's bring my dad out. It's the bullshit of.
Hey, Dad. Love you, Dad.
You play UNC in basketball, man, in this conference.
He's not around. Yeah, this reminds me of the end of the paint job.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking to my dad, not sports, about what can we do better at the paint job, which is nothing. There's no better paint job than there is from Fletcher Painter.
That's right.
You need anything done, small, big, we're back.
Small, big.
We're back.
If you want to take the glory for it.
And we'll let that slide too.
Yeah. You go ahead and
let me know that, hey, I didn't even tell anyone else that I hired you. So you can tell whoever that you did it.
Right.
In fact, that's a specialty.
That's
$50 off today if you want to take credit for the work that I can provide. You get $50 off.
I'll slap some paint on a t-shirt for the guy to
wear. No, but you're not getting slap paint. You're getting the best paint job ever.
Like, that's right.
You're getting someone, I mean, if you don't know already, I mean, ask somebody. Fletcher Painting's the best that there is, the best that there ever was, especially in the North Florida area. If I was as good
Some call it the Bret Hart of painting in North Florida. Right. The best there was. The best there is,
I mean, if
and
I was
the best there ever will
podcasting
be.
Podcasting as I was painting, I wouldn't be podcasting, brother.
And that's right.
So hit me up while you still can. Best there is, you need a deck stained, a room painted for a new baby, a room painted for a small child, a wife, anybody you want to take credit for it. It doesn't matter. Give us a call. Give me an email, Austin@thenflsn.com, for the $50 off. Just for saying that you saw us here on the Sports Network, you get $50 off. So you might as well, even if you call my phone, tell me or whoever answers the phone that you heard it here. Well, we were there. We saw it. We reacted to it. And we got more. We got NFL to react to tomorrow. So,
that's right.
And we'll talk to you next time. Right.
Swear
here.
To God, if the refs are as bad
on
tomorrow.
North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our